This is somewhat of a part two to the last podcast in Hebrews chapter 11. We're continuing in the section of verses 17 through 22, beginning in verse 20 this time. But I want us to note the focus is not so much on the stories told. We see very little details, but what we do see is four generations of men who trusted God. These men, in this context, have their faith emphasized on that which was yet to come. Think about our focus last week, Abraham and the sacrifice of Isaac. He believed God had the power over life and death and resurrection, and this is what enabled him to continue on to obey the Lord until he was stopped and God provided a ram. Here, now we have Isaac enter the story as an old man nearing death and his blessing on his sons. So verse 20 says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. God would provide for Jacob and give him wealth and power over nations, and that those who would bless him would be blessed, but those who seek to harm him would be harmed. And he passes this blessing by faith onto his sons. Verse 21, by faith Jacob, as he was dying, he blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. This is found in Genesis 48, if you want to do some research. Though he was nearing death, he looked towards the future. He blessed even the younger. And Jacob was chosen over Esau. Ephraim was over Manasseh for blessing. He foresaw the promise that Israel would be led back to the promised land, and he had faith in that which was yet to come. Verse 22 says, by faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. So this is found in Genesis 50, verse 22. It says, now Joseph stayed in Egypt, he and his father's household, and Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw the third generation of Ephraim's sons. Also the sons of Machir and the son of Manasseh were born on Joseph's knees. Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die, but God will surely take care of you and bring you up from this land to the land which he promised on oath to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob. What's interesting to note is that later on, when God starts unfolding his plan of deliverance, that the Israelites complain to Moses for the increased work, and then that their graves would be in the desert after the splitting of the Red Sea, and that they longed for the Egyptian food, and so on and so on. But Joseph and Jacob and Isaac, they all died before that day, and the plagues and the parting of the Red Sea and the manna and the quail and the water and Jericho, and yet they believed, and so much that in death they asked, or they looked forward to promises, and Joseph in particular asked that his bones be carried to the promised land. What do we have? We have something far greater than the parting of the Red Sea and the plagues and manna. We have Jesus Christ. He has come and he is revealed to us in the Bible. And we can depend on this. We can stand firm on this as he holds fast to us. You see, these individuals had faith. They had faith despite cultural faux pas, such as blessing the younger over the older, despite being barren or too old to have kids, or despite facing death, despite leaning on promises passed along from previous generations, despite having circumstances around them contradicting these promises. We too, by God's grace, can continue on in lives of faith because we have a faithful God. And we have a book which reveals him to us. So study your Bible. Seek to know Christ better and better each day. Keep holding fast, for he holds fast to you, and he is faithful.